Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Kim. I'm trying to see the letter in the mail.
Okay.
And I was trying to see, you mean my reservation code?
Yeah, I kind of have a bad connection there. Is it possible to turn up your phone a little bit, if possible? I can barely hear you.
Hold on. Yeah, my phone is hung up.
Okay, I can hear you. I'm there.
Okay, I just said, did you need my code?
Yes, please. If you could repeat it back just four numbers at a time.
24, 11,
okay.
23, 01, 00, 17,
okay.
62, 88.
88. Okay, just one moment, please, and I'll pull up the information we have on file for you. And am I speaking with Tambra?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing this morning? My name's Zach.
Okay, how are you doing?
And then what is the name of your business?
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stop and Shop. We didn't have that on file. And then, Tom, we have a new phone system currently. Got it last week. We had a couple calls drop here and there. And just in case a call does drop, what would be a good number that I could call you back on?
901.
Okay.
610.
Okay.
6665.
Got it. Okay. Just one moment here. How has your week been going? Okay. All right. So I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you here regarding your business, okay?
Okay.
Is your billing address still the P.O. Box 405 in Lamar, Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there an actual physical location as well, address?
Oh, which one? For my home or for the business?
Yeah. For the business.
515 Highway 178 East, Holly Springs.
178 East. And then that. I'm sorry. What was this? What was the city?
Holly Springs. H-O-L-L-Y.
Got it. Holly
Springs.
Got it. Perfect. And that is in Mississippi. And then what is the zip code there for that city?
38635.
Okay. And then lastly, so what is the business classification? Is it a proprietorship? Are you guys an LLC or a partnership? Or
LLC.
LLC. Great. Great. Okay. So what you received from us was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a great fit to help grow your business.
How are we trying to do this? Trying to put in the kitchen. We're trying to finish the kitchen for the business.
Okay.
Go ahead. What did you say?
Were you looking to kind of renovate it, bring on new equipment, and make it a little more modern, or?
Yeah, but it wasn't a big loan. It was like more or less than $10,000.
Okay, so and then again, were you looking for $10,000 in equipment, or just to have cash on hand to make repairs and fix some
just
stuff
$10,000
up?
$10,000 cash on hand. We already got the equipment.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I just need to ask a couple questions so we can qualify you here. So our working capital loans, are you familiar with them at all? Have you ever taken one out before?
No, but I know most of the business, you have to have receipts, banking, showing, you know, the business making money.
Yeah.
No. See, what I did, I closed it down. I closed it because of the fact we ran out of money.
Oh.
Because I was doing like three businesses.
Okay.
So, I closed the bill store, but I still got the other two that I'm going to renovate them to be rented. Well, already rented.
Okay. So, you know, the way that we're able to make funds available is based on sales from the year previous for your business. Then we were able to lend, you know, 10 to 15% of that. Would you happen to know what the sales were for businesses last year?
Not overall, no. I just know they told me like 500 a week. $500 a day.
Okay, so that's.
No, it's $500 a day.
So you're looking about a $10,000 a month thereabouts.
Yeah, but we had like an extra add-in because we had like the credit card machine. We had the credit card machine. And we had money coming from the phone card. I just, like I said, I closed it down because I spent out so much. Because I was doing three businesses at one time.
Yeah, yeah. So just you couldn't get a handle on everything at the same time and just kind of had to slow down a little bit?
The liquor store takes a whole lot more than a beer store.
Yeah.
And the revenue for the inventory for that business was expensive. So I kind of invested pretty good bit of my money in the liquor store.
Okay, okay. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, the businesses generate enough revenue that we would definitely be able to get you, you know, that $10,000 just to have for operational capital. Now, let me ask you this. How would you rate your personal credit?
My personal credit is like a 600
or something. Okay. Not bad. So just kind of, that's right around national average. So that's okay. And then just curious, have you contacted your local bank at all to see if they could assist you in any way?
Yeah, no, because I got the building through them. I got like a church center through them.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to buy any insurance.
All righty. And then lastly is, you know, with this $10,000, were you expecting, you know, a return on the investment, or is it going to increase profits by... you know, renovating that kitchen?
Yes, sir. I know we have.
Okay. Did you have any, you know, any numbers in mind how much it would increase the revenues for it?
If we made $500 a day, we probably double that with probably $1,500 a day because of the fact we're even in the middle of our neighborhood. And that's what we were need.
Before I was putting it in, I was trying to finish it. Okay, so there's an immediate need as well. You want to need this money pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know most of the lenders that do that, you got to have so much paperwork to show. I got
yeah.
old paperwork, but I ain't got is not previous like the last couple months.
Yeah, so we would need to take a look at least 4 months of the most recent business bank statements, and that would show, you know, cash flow, and that would kind of verify the amounts that we would be able to lend. Would you have, you know, business bank statements for July, June, May, April?
No, I closed the business down, like in March.
Yeah, it's tough to. We really can't do anything unless we have current bank statements from you know.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Most companies they ask for
this. Yeah, because you know why? Because these loans are unsecured, so the most of the risk is on our end. So we need to see from the customer's end that there's money coming into their business. You know, it makes us feel more comfortable in regards to lending.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, is there any? I know that you said you had a couple businesses. Are they all shut down at this point?
Yeah, but I'm renting them. The liquor store, I sold the inventory. I'm renting it.
Uh-huh.
The furniture store, I gotta take this stuff out. I'm renting it. So there's nothing left but the beer store.
Because
I got a whole strip center. I own three. It's got three bays to it, and I'm buying it. So I'm renting. If I had somebody to want to rent the business, well, I would rent it too. I wouldn't even thought of opening.
So, do you have a business that's under that you would put all those other businesses that you're renting underneath, and maybe you could use that as the business to pull money from it, if that makes sense?
No, Yeah, you said, okay, you said I could. Basically, they still under, so there was Camp Liquor, Stop and Shop, and Home Furnishing. All of them are basically under Camp Liquor.
Okay, well, why don't we go through that store to get the revenue for the renovation for the kitchen?
We can try.
Okay. Perfect. So what I want to do, Tom, is I will, what's a good email address for you? And I can shoot you out the other requirements that we would need. We can get you feedback inside of 24 hours. So, you know, you could know that there is some money out there for you or know that maybe a couple of things need to change. And then in a couple of months, we could possibly get some money for you.
Okay.
So what would be the...
If I'm reading those... trying to see, because the name has changed. Probably should be ready to go down. The name has changed, but the name has changed. I have to have a receipt, right?
Uh-huh.
I have to have a receipt. But the name has changed to a different name.
Okay, so we would just do it under Did Business As, so they just have it as the current name and then have a DBA for it.
Okay.
Okay. What is the best email address so I can get you out some information that we would need to see what we could do for the business?
It's Tamara Roberts.
Could you spell that for me, please?
T-A-M B as in boy.
Okay.
R-A.
Canberra, okay.
Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
Okay.
124@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Perfect. Canberra, I will put together that email for you right now, and I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes here. I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any other questions for me at all?
No, sir. No, sir. There we go.
Okay. So just keep your eyes peeled, and I'll have that over to you in 10 minutes. Did you want me to give you a call back tomorrow and follow up with you to see if there's any questions after you've had a chance to review the information?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Would this be the best time to?
You can call me within 8 from 9, because I got to be at work probably 10 tomorrow.
Okay.
And if not, from maybe about 3.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put that in my calendar. So I'll try you at those two times, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, I've got one more question.
Sure.
So, let's see. What if the person that got the liquor store wanted to do a business, trying to get some business funding for their inventory? But they'll go to probably another. They probably go to another company anyway. They'll have them do something.
It's really tough to throw numbers out there when we haven't, you know, looked at any the financials and stuff like that. I don't want to just throw arbitrary numbers out there and then be incorrect.
But now, I was just saying, I can help my own question. It wouldn't affect them if they go through another company. That wouldn't affect them at all.
It would. No. I don't believe so.
Okay, that's all I want.
Okay, Tambra. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today, and I'll have that email out to you in about 10 minutes here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.